Linda Burney, thank you so much for coming on our program. It's a real honor.
Well, it's a great honor to be on your program. What a wonderful evening we are at tonight, a gathering of women from all over the world, sharing food, sharing stories. It's just so exciting.
Linda, I do want to ask you that Australia is a very multicultural country, but why is it that in the Australian politics, or if we talk about federal parliament in particular, we don't see that kind of diversity reflected? What do you think are the reasons for that?
Well, I think that parliaments are not diverse enough, but they are much more diverse than they used to be, let me assure you. This is my 14th year in a parliament, my first year in the federal parliament. And in the federal parliament this term, there are 5 Aboriginal people, which is unheard of. But you are absolutely right. There are not enough women, and there is not enough diversity. One wonderful thing is that the first Muslim woman was elected to the federal parliament just recently for the Labor Party. That's a fantastic start, but there needs to be many, many more people from different nationalities.
If we talk about Australia in general, how would you describe Australia's multiculturalism? Because it is quite multicultural in many ways. It's one of the best countries to live in by many accounts, and yet there are some persistent issues. So how would you describe it?
Look, I think Australia is one of the most shining examples of multiculturalism in the world. It reminds me very much of Canada. Canada is very similar. And that is because there has been the foresight by some leaders, some prime ministers, that multiculturalism was important to us as Australia, particularly by the Whitlam government and the introduction of multiculturalism as a formal part of who we are as Australia. And it makes me so frustrated that some people cannot see that Australia is multicultural. That is who we are. That is Australia. That is the real Australia. And for those people that can't see that and don't recognise that, then they are living in the past. Unfortunately, some of those views are very ugly. Some of those views are still being heard loudly. But when you come to evenings like this, when you walk around the suburbs that you and I live in my own street, every different house is another part of the world. It's just fabulous. So the reality is not what we unfortunately sometimes hear from certain people and certain news outlets.
Linda, now, do you think that when it comes to Indigenous issues and issues around there, do you think that progress has been made and it will be made, or you think that still, you know, it's still too slow?
It is way too slow. When you have, of course, there's been progress. It is a nonsense to say that there hasn't been progress, but when you have a look at some of the social issues, incarceration rates for young Aboriginal people are just appalling. And when you have a look at things like the fact that there is still such a gap between in life expectancy, there is such an attitude of paternalism from some people within government that is really very concerning. And I think in some ways the administration of Aboriginal affairs from a government point of view has actually gone backwards.
And just finally, have you interacted much with the Indian community? Have you ever been to India? And what is your take on
it? I have not been to India, but it is on my bucket list. But I've had a lot to do with the Indian community, and I love, and I often wear Punjabi suits. I haven't worn a sari, and a lot of people actually mistake me as Indian. I think because of my colouring and the fact I've got long, dark hair. I've also got some very, very close friends that are Indian from Malaysia, and I've had a lot to do with the community, but I've not been to India, but it is one place. In fact, it's probably the next country I'd like to go and visit.
Good. Any Indian dish you like? Do you like Indian food?
I just love curry. I love chili. So I think my favorite dish is Rogan Josh.
Finally, you know, Australia is way more multicultural, I think, than it is perceived outside. So what would you like to, you know, tell people who might be listening overseas?
For those people that are listening overseas, Australia is a country that respects story, respects culture, respects tradition. And whilst you sometimes hear of elements that do not, in general, Australia is a nation built from many nations.
Linda Burney, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.